both chambers adjourned after separate considerations that produced contention from just about everybody involved, like this exchange between Republican Thomas Garrett of Buckingham and House Speaker Don Scott.
The Constitution of Virginia doesn't prohibit murder, but that's in the Code of Virginia, as is Section 30-13.
Mr. Speaker, point of order.
The delegate, the delegate is out of order. Do you have a question?
Absolutely. I'm curious how the clerks of the court of the Commonwealth of Virginia are to comply with posting these 90 days before an election when they didn't know about it until far less than 90 days before an election.
The delegate is out of order. I just said that that question is not germane to the procedure resolution that's before us. It may be relevant later, but it's not right now to the procedure resolution that is before us.
In the Senate, several Republicans complained they don't even have a resolution to consider. And what about the thousands of Virginians who've already voted? Here's Republican Mark Peek of Lynchburg interacting with Senate Majority Leader Scott Surovell.
Is there any method that the senator is aware of for the 1 million people who have already voted in Virginia's elections can contemplate the constitutional amendment that we do not have yet or know what it reads before we then pass it?
Senator from Eastern Fairfax County.
Madam President, if somebody's already voted, they've already cast their vote, and I don't believe that can be retracted. But I would say that if your vote's already cast, it's cast.
Republicans, including Governor Youngkin, have accused Democrats of trying to pull off a desperate power grab. Alan Etter, WTOP News.